Hello, you're listening to Let's Run with Christine Blanchat. On today's program, I was in conversation with multi-talented country music artist Elise Saunders, who follows a healthy lifestyle.
With me in the studio is multi-talented Canadian singer-songwriter Elise Saunders. She's here today to talk about her music and leading a healthy lifestyle. Welcome, Elise.
Hello, Christine. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, so I love your music, and I want to talk about that. Did you always have a passion for music?
I have. Growing up, I was kind of surrounded by music. My mom would always play guitar and write songs, and when I was growing up, I used to always want to be kind of more like her, so I would write my own songs. When I was a kid, I actually started with poems, because that's how she used to write, was more poems. And then as I got older, and I was in my teens, I kind of researched more into actually how to structure songs and started writing songs just based off of what I was going through. It was kind of like my diary, but in song form when I was younger. And then she used to always just pick up songs and learn them. And we had a karaoke machine growing up, too, so I used to just sing all the time. But I didn't ever actually sing on the stage. I used to dance on stage, but because I would do jazz and hip-hop and tap and all that, but I never sang until 16. I kind of was shy about showing that side of myself, because it's kind of vulnerable when you're dancing, you're with a group, but singing, you're all on your own. So 16, my mom dared me to go into a high school talent show or singing competition. So I did that. And then it was about grade 12 that I knew exactly, like, I wanted to do this, nothing else. I was always kind of on the fence. I wasn't sure. I was thinking, well, everyone else is going off to school. Maybe I should do that. But grade 12, I was like, no, I want to do this. This is what I love. And I don't think the whole regular route is for me. I just would like to do my passion of music.
Mm-hmm. And it hasn't always been easy, right? I mean, your road has been, you know, challenging, and you believe in your passion, and I think that helps, right? Because you couldn't do it without having that passion for music, correct?
Definitely, yeah, because it is a hard road. It's when you do anything that's off the beaten path, it's going to be a hard road, and you do have to have that drive, and that's what keeps me going. And when I can reach my goals that I set for myself, it gives me that extra will to do the next goal. So, and my hope is to eventually get my music out to an international artist. And it helps, I do have a very supportive, positive family and friends around me. So when I am having those tough days, then they help me to have that confidence as well.
That's awesome to have that support. And I mean, you have a huge fan base now. I mean, you're growing. So it's a matter of time of, you know, reaching the international stage, correct?
Definitely, yeah. I'm thankful. I'm having a lot of people that are starting to really enjoy what I'm doing, and they're really loving the new album, and they're coming out to shows, and the support just keeps growing. So it's really awesome to see.
And your second album is I'm On My Way, but you are on your way for following your passion for music.
Yes.
So the song I like, I've listened to, Just Like Mama. Tell us about that.
Just Like Mama is one that I wrote in Nashville. It was a year before we recorded the album. I wanted to write a song for my mom, and I know that so many others are close to their mom, and I wanted to kind of write a song that I knew that moms and daughters would really enjoy, and obviously moms and sons too. And I started with the title, Just Like Mama, and I had a group of, it was a co-write, there was three of us. We were talking about the song and how my mom was inspiring to me growing up with my music, and how she made me into the woman that I am today. And I wanted to write a song that was kind of empowerment, that was based on being a strong, powerful woman that sticks up for herself, but also a woman that is caring and giving and just that balance of being able to be a strong, well-rounded woman. And then I also had the idea I wanted to use that song, release that Mother's Day for my mom as her present, and also to do a charity event. We raised money for the Pediatric Care Zone triage with Trillium Health Partners in Mississauga. and we did just a really fun concert for families on Mother's Day, and we raised money for that, so that was a lot of fun.
Wow, that's awesome, and you are a role model, and I'm interested in, you know, you live on a boat, right? It's a vintage 1973, right?
Yes, I live part-time between condo and Richmond Hill, and then part-time in Mississauga. My dad's the one that actually owns the boat, but his dream is to go sailing with it, but right now it's based in Port Credit, so I do so much music in Mississauga. It's like it's my second home. I've been going there since I was 16 because my dad lives there, so it's definitely my life part-time is on a boat. It's really cool.
Yes, and Elise, I mean, you work out, and do you find working out helps the writing process?
I would say working out, it just overall helps me out as, I think, as a performer, as an artist, and creatively, because if I'm not working out, I find that I just feel a lot more sluggish, tired, and I think my brain probably wouldn't work as well as if, or like my emotions wouldn't be as more tuned in if I was not working out. I find that there's definitely a big difference with my healthy eating and working out compared to if I was just, you know, sitting around and not eating as healthy. There's definitely a difference just overall with me as a person and as an artist.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a favorite dish? I know you like smoothies. So.
Yes. I do. I mean, I like to cook different stuff. I like to try to cook stuff with my own ingredients, not really processed stuff when I can. And something I do really enjoy cooking is a rice or either quinoa with a bit of a curry powder, pineapples, shrimp, and veggies. That's one of the things I really do enjoy cooking. That's a little bit healthier. And then I also really enjoy seafood. And I know that like salmon is really good. It has omega-3, and it's really good for the brain. That's what you've heard. And I do enjoy salmon as well.
That's great. And what is next for Elise Saunders?
Next, I'm just going to keep getting my music out there to an audience and performing as much as I can. I am going to the Canadian Country Music Association. I'm going to their award show in September, Nova Scotia, Halifax. So I'll be there for the 4 days that they do the whole event. It's all networking. I'll be showcasing there. First Roma Entertainment, Diamonds in the Rough, on one of the days. I'll be announcing that very soon. And also, a week leading up to that, I'm going to do a whole CCMA tour in Nova Scotia. I've never visited Nova Scotia, but another artist named TJ King, we're partnering up, and we're going to do some shows together. So it'll be the big CCMA tour before the CCMAs. I'm really excited about that. And then just getting my music out to people and writing some more for the next project.
Yes, and people want to follow you. You're on Twitter, right? And you're on Facebook.
I'm on Twitter, yep.
And you can just...
all that social media stuff.
That's great. Well, I wanted to thank you very much for coming on the show, and it's been a pleasure, and all the best to you, and I will continue following your music, and you are a role model. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And if people want, they can go to my website, elisesaunders.com, and I have a mailing list they can sign up to, and they can follow the whole journey that I'm doing right now for I'm on my way.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Elise? Thank you so much.